also okay as long as you are conscious of where you're going to pull back. So just, I think incorporating that kind of exercise into whatever your daily practice thing is, with either a metronome or a play along, that can help you kind of gain an awareness of what your tendencies are. And just to kind of say, oh wow, I really am behind. Okay, so, let me try playing it the other way. Let me try playing really on top. Let me take one chorus piece and just everybody focus on being either right with me and Rob or just a little bit ahead. And, literally that means that the stick comes down on the ride cymbal and you're either with it or you're anticipating it just a little bit. Yeah, let's just try that.
Same thing, quarter notes, right?
Same thing, quarter notes. Just a chorus of piece. We'll try to make this. And why don't we just do, let's just go this way, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay,
and Rob, you play quarter notes all the time, so you're very used to this. That was occurring to me while you were talking. It's like, this is very familiar.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, good to see you.
Go
that way.
No.
but that's an advantage I feel like these players have, is that you're always conscious.
Look over there.
Like,
yes.
So, you know. You know.
Sorry, man.
Yep.
Right or left?
Just over there. All right. Okay, ready? 1, 2.
Think
totally differently.
Yeah.
We're all playing quarter notes, and he was like, you guys are all feeling the beat way differently.
Right. Well, so which is fine as long as
you're not even changing the note. Everyone's just.
Yep.
Yeah.
So getting
right?
those quarter notes
yeah.
lined up is really important.
Yeah.
I mean, right away as a rhythm section instrument, you notice if the soloist isn't quite with you, and it's an unnerving feeling because you're just if they're doing it deliberately, like if you listen to Dexter again, and even you know, horn players like Sonny Rollins sometimes super behind, but he's doing it in a way that he's very aware of, and it'll come out eventually. The times when you get nervous are when the person doesn't seem to be noticing or catching up, when you kind of throw them a bone, like, okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, and 4, and they're still behind. Then you're like, oh boy, this is going to be a long night.
Telonious.
Huh?
Telonious.
Telonious.
Telonious, Mom.
Oh.
You try to drive him in some direction.
Right, well, I mean, that's a different thing, you know.
That's
there's always
going
to be a counterexample to this, but. But he was also very aware
of
the level